Tetzanan, we learned like this. Moisa Shiyara Leshcha. What did they do with the leftover money from the Lishcha? Maya Oisimbo, what would they do with the leftover money in the Lishcha and the rooms that they first collected all the machs shekel into? Is Loichim Bem Yenois Ushmanim Vasiltois. They would buy, they go into business. They would buy wine and oil and flour and sell it. The Aschala Hegdish and the gain that they made on it would go to Hegdish. Divar Rabbi Yishmol, that's Rabbi Yishmol's pshat. Rabbi Akiva Raima Ein Mishtakrim Mishal Hegdish. No, you don't go make money from Hegdish's money. It's not nice, it's a bizarre life to take Hegdish's money and to do business with it. And Afloy Bishol El Aniyim. Who then if somebody is holding money that they collected for Aniyim, the same thing you can't go and use to put it into business. Samara says, my time, why not? Samara says, how come they don't do business with the money shal hegdish? So Gemara says that in aniyas v'makam ashiris, the base of migdish is supposed to be like an osher. It's very rich there. We don't have to go to make a few extra dollars. So therefore, it's not nice to sell to make a little profit in the base of migdish. The base of migdish didn't have to do this. For the Gemara sold over b'shal aniyah my timer loy. But what's wrong with aniyim? If you have money, you collect it for tzedakah. What's wrong to make some profit out of it? You'll only have more money to give to the aniyim. So what's wrong to make some business with the money we collected for the aniyim? So Gemara says, because Dilma misramalu aniyah. Because maybe at this time, while you're doing business with it, anani will come and want money to live on. For lekulamaisivle, you won't have what to give him. Therefore, the money we collected for the aniyim has to be on hand all the time to be able to be used. And therefore, you can't put it into business to make money. Now Mishnah says, now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Mishalachum Dina Tayyam. His husband went away and left his wife, and now his wife wants to collect mezonos. So Bezdin goes down and sells his property to pay her. So the machloikas, the Mishnah, she has to swear first or not. That was the machloikas, so she has to swear first. That it says that Admon said, forget, Ishtaras mezonos. Chanan said, Tishava b'soyef, that she doesn't have to swear at the beginning. And the Chum said no, she has to swear before she collects the mezonos. So what's Itma will learn like this. Rav Amar Rav Tak holds, Poiskin mezonos leishes ish. If you have a married lady that doesn't have what tidon, her husband left her, Bezdin has the right to go down to his fields and give her money tidon. Trashi Bezdin yours and l'nichsei mi sholach l'nidas ayom. If the husband left his wife, Bezdin now goes down to his property, or Poiskin mezonos leishtoy and takes out money there to pay the wife. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Ein poiskin mezoinus leishes ish. We don't go down and take out money from the husband's property to pay his wife. So Shmuel says, what's this machloikus? The machloikus between Rav and Shmuel. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says like this. Moedir liyabo, like Rav was moedir to me, father was moedir to me, that b'shloisha chadoshim orishonim, the first 3 months, everybody agrees, you don't poiskin, you don't give her mezoinus. V'fishay nodem maniach beis arekin. Her husband does not leave his house empty. That's for sure that he left some food there. Therefore, the first 3 months when he went away, for sure she has some food there, and therefore Bezdin does not go down to feed yet. If news came back that the husband died, and now she has the right to be fed, but there is a tonight suba, kuli amalei pligi, everybody agrees also that Bezdin would go down now to Paskin to give her mezonos. Ki pligi, where is the machlokes? B'shloshama b'shemais. The husband went away, stayed away more than 3 months, and we don't hear any news, we don't know that he's dead. So Minastam, we know Mon is still alive. And now she wants to get fed. So Rav Amar Rav holds Poiskin. Yes, we go down and take money to give her. Why? To Mishubid law. Because the husband has a chiyuv to support his wife. So since it's Mishubid, if he's not around to pay her, Bezdin goes down and pays her from his property. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Ain't Poiskin. Bezdin doesn't go down to feed her. My time, or why not? Razvid Omar, Eimot Tzrori Yatvasei. Because Shmuel's afraid, maybe the husband did leave her money. Shrashi Tzroris Ksofim Nosim Yodlam Zainas. Maybe before the husband left, maybe he did leave over a pocket full of money for her. So therefore, we don't give him a Zainas now. That's Shmuel's Svara. Rav Papa Omar, Chashinan Shema Omalo, See Mais Yodechlam Zainasecha. The Papa says, no, we're also afraid, maybe the husband, before he left, like told the wife, listen, you work, keep your paycheck, and I won't feed you. That's called, see, ma'is yudechem zanasecho. Keep your paycheck for your food. So, that's why now we're not going to feed her. because maybe that they made up already that she'll like support herself. So Mara says, my benayu, what's the difference between these two terutzim over here? So Mara says, ike benayu gedoyla v'loy sofka. If she's a gedoyla, an older lady, shirashi ruyilis l'spaisa, moyis, that it's roy wa to be mafayisa, to give her money, v'loy sofka mizlenis, in the case we know for sure that her paycheck is not enough to support herself. So therefore, we're not afraid the husband said to support herself because she can't do it. But maybe the husband paid her, that we're afraid of. Inami, in other cases, the opposite way. What about Ktana Visavka? She's a young girl, but she knows how to make a living. She could do something. So since she's young, So vice versa, if she's young, then we're not afraid the husband left the money. But I call upon him so he could support herself. So Mela, If we're afraid that maybe the husband left over money for her, for Ktana, we don't say the husband left over money for her. Therefore, according to Rav Zvid, she would be Pesik. We would give him a Zaynus. But according to Rav Papa, that we're afraid maybe the husband told her before he left, listen, you're making a nice paycheck. You keep your paycheck for yourself better and support yourself. So then we won't support her. That's the two pshatim in Shmuel, why Shmuel says when the wife is home alone, she doesn't have a right to complain to Beis Din. Beis Din won't give her mezonos from the husband's property. That's either we're afraid maybe the husband did leave over money, or else we're afraid maybe the husband told her, you work and keep the money for yourself. So now we're going to our Mishnah like this. Mi sheholach l'mdinas hayom. If a man went over the ocean, the ishtoi, and he left his wife home alone, and now his wife, the ishtoi tevas mezonos. And now his wife is asking for bezel. I need something to live on. I want mezainus. So we have in the Mishnah that Chanan says Tishov Abesayif. She only has to swear at the end later on in life when she collects the ksuba. But V'loy Tishov Abetchila. She does not have to swear now. Now when she goes and gets the mezainus when Bezin sells the property for her, she does not have to swear that she did not receive any money from the husband. But Nechleku Olav Bnei Kahanim Gedolim. The Mishnah says that the Gedolim, the Kahanim, argue on Chanan. The Yomra, they said no, that Tishova Batchilo Vasoif. She has to swear at the beginning, before she gets the mezainis now, she has to swear that she did not receive any money from the husband. And later on, if the husband dies or she wants to get a ksuba, then she has to swear a second time. But I call upon him, Adkan up until now, Loi Pliga, there's no machlok, it's the Mishnah Linyan Shvua. It's only a question, when she collects her mezainis now, does she first have to swear or not? Avo mezaini yavinin lo. But mashmi, everybody agrees that she has the right to collect her mezainis. So to record to Kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel says when the husband goes away, she has no right to collect her mezainis. And here in our Mishnah, everybody says she gets her mezainis. It's only a shalosh she has to swear or not. So the Kasha and Shmuel, so Gemara says, Tirgama Shmuel. I tell you, Shmuel's going to learn Pshat now. Mishnah, Bisheshama Boshemes. We're talking about what we heard, the husband died. So that's the Gemara we said before. Even Shmuel agrees then that if we hear that the husband dies, and now she wants to collect mezainis for the Tanaik Suba, for that for sure she has a right to collect. So only machloikis, does she have to swear first or not? So for now, Mishnah is no kasha and Shmuel. Toshima, come and bring another proof. It says, Mishnah Lomdina Sayyam, a man went away. The Ishtar Tavas mezainis, and his wife now is currently asking for mezainis. Penekanim, Gedolim Maimrim. Tishova, she has to swear first. Chona, Noim, Alert, Tishova, she doesn't have to swear. V'yimbov, V'yom, but she comes and says, Pasakti lo mezainis, that you made up how much money you have to pay me for mezainos, is a locha nemon. Shrashi nemon uvishvua, o machzeris lo mashnos lo bezdin. In other words, if she comes later and says that she got the money for mezainos already, shrashi vimbo v'yoma, pasak nor vel, it means like this, vimbo, if the husband comes back now v'yoma and tells her, pasak di lo mezainos, means, what kind of business is this when I was away? You got mezainis from Beis Din. I gave you money before I left. If the husband comes back and says that, Neman, the husband is believed. The pshat is of a shrua, and he has to swear, O machzeres mas nosla Beis Din, and then she has to give back the money that Beis Din gave her. But I call upon a mashmir clearly that when the husband is alive here, and the husband went away, that she does have a right to get the mezainis. So, chutz akasha and Shmuel, Tamar says, no, hachinami b'sheshama b'shemes. Here also we're talking about that the husband died. For the mother can't be, hi. It says that the husband came back and said, I gave you money. And the Gemara in Bor means, li'acha shmua. It means, shrashi li'acha shashama by shemeiz bo. Now the case is talking about like this. first there was a rumor that he died. So therefore she went to Beznet, she had a right to collect her mezainis. And then later we found out the rumor is false, because the husband came back, and the husband said, what are you doing taking mezainis? I left you money before for the mezainis. So the husband swears, and then he gets back the money that Beznet gave her. But I call upon him, there's no kasha and Shmuel. Could be here, the only reason why she collects her mezainis is because we heard, we thought at least that he died. Toshima, come in here. Says that if a man left town, and his wife now is going to Beznet saying, I have nothing to eat on, give me money. The imbord says, the husband comes back later, the yomer, and says, see, maisi dechem zenasecho. Like, what right did you have to take mezainis from me while I was away? I told you clearly before, you work, and the paycheck keep is reshoi. He has a right to do this. Kodmu Beznet uposku. If Beznet taka made a psak, Beznet still made a psak, is masha posku posku. What Beznet did is good. But I quote upon him again, it says over here clearly that she does have a right to collect the ksuba. So Mar says again, Hakinam, here also, I'll tell you what we're talking about, Peshishama by Shemes. The case is why she collected the mezainis, I mean. The reason why she has a right to collect the mezainis is because we're talking about where there was a rumor that he died. And when the husband died, then the din is Beznet has a right to give him mezainis. Toshima, Mishalach Lomdina Sayyam, if a husband skipped town, the Ishtar Tavas Mazinus, and his wife is asking out for Mazinus, she has nothing to eat on, is Bezdin Yordan Mechosa, Bezdin has a right to go down to his property and sell them and give her money, Vizonin, Umafanus and Lishtoi, Avoloi Bonab Abinaisav, but not to his children, Vloila Dobracha, not for something else, we'll soon see what Dobracha means. Omar Asheshis, so who here it says clearly that we do give him Mazinus, Omar Asheshis, Bemashres Ishtar Adeshlish. We're talking about when the husband went away, he gave over the mezainis of his wife to an apotropos. Like he made somebody else to take care, like to pay her. Fed Gemara, Yehochi, if so, Bonav of Nais of Nami, why doesn't the children also get fed from this apotropos? And the Gemara, Kishishu was there, Lishu was there, but Yon left over someone to take care of her and not take over his children. But Gemara, my Piska, how could you say such a thing? Make a taste, only this, not that, it's not Mastavra. Elo Amra Papa. But say this to Shoshana Bar Shemais. I'll tell you, we're talking about the cases, the B.A. Dechot. When A.D. Dechot came and told us that the husband died. So therefore it's like this. He, she, herself, the boy, Yilamechet, and the Chos, B.A. Dechot, the boy, in Suvei, if she wants to get married now, we learned before this, at the corner, A.D. Dechot is never by Mitzvah Sabal. B.A. Dechot, she's allowed to get married. Motzi Mitzvah, she can get married. Therefore, she has a right to believe this idea that the husband died. Therefore, Mizayna Nami Avina Law. Therefore, Bezdin also gives the Mizayna's Pesah, because we have a right to believe this idea that the husband really died. But Bonav, Abinaisa, the children, Tiboy, Ilamechat, and the Chos, they want to go down to the Chosim, via Decha, and Motinachti. If they want to collect the Yerusha now, with an Eidecha, nothing doing, an Eidecha is not Nemet for money matters. You have to have two Eidim. So therefore, since the Yerushim can't do anything, the kids can't do anything with an Eidecha, so therefore, Mizonin Amelu Yavina law. Therefore, Bezdin will not sell the husband's property to give for the kids. Because Bezdin doesn't know clearly the husband died. We only heard it from an Eidechot. To negay it to the widow, to the Amono, that she has a right to bleed this Eidechot and use them to get married. The Rabbana will make him a Shem Isha Daiko Mitzvah. So if her, it's considered like we know money died, therefore for her we'll give him a Zainus. But for the kids, we have a doubt if the husband died or not. For the kids, we can't give him a Zainus. But the more my dog rach, what does it mean? You take the money for another use also. Rav Chizdua matachshet. You can spend the money so she can buy jewelry. Rav Yosef amat tzedakah. She wants to give money for tzedakah. So what's this? Man the yom matash. The one that says you're allowed to use the money to buy tachshit and buy jewelry. Kol shchein tzedakah. For sure you could use the money for tzedakah. Okay. It says v'leilu dov rach. You don't use money. You don't sell his property for dov rach. So the one that says we don't sell it for tachshitim is called shrein for tzedakah. For sure, we don't sell it for tzedakah either. But man the yom tzedakah, the one that says we don't sell his property, give tzedakah, avot tachshit yoyvlo. But to give her jewelry, that we do. The leinicha led to navel. It's a svara, a man does not want his wife to look ugly. So therefore, that's a svara, the husband with zicha benicha, that his wife should have jewelry to look nice. So therefore, the man the yom says we don't sell his property to give tzedakah for him, that's his business. If he wants to give tzedakah, he'll give it. We can't sell his property for tzedakah. But he owes Latasha though. His wife wants jewelry. That's a svara. The husband would be nicha. His wife should have jewelry. Therefore, we're allowed to sell the property for the jewelry. All right, we'll stop here. So, everybody, remember again, Mr. Shem, this is my Soy Shabbos. So I'm going to make a seam. After Shabbos, we'll learn the last blot, and then we'll have a seam right after that.